Hello and welcome to this Microsoft TechNet session, Groove 2007 Technical Overview. My name is Stephen Morris. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 is available as part of the new Office Enterprise 2007 suite and as a standalone product. In this session, we will be taking a closer look at Groove 2007 and how it helps increase team collaboration and productivity. Let's start this session by going into more detail on the topics we will be covering. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 is a powerful new tool that has been added to the Microsoft Office 2007 suite. Today, we will start with an introduction to Microsoft Office Groove 2007 and discuss what Groove 2007 is and how Groove 2007 can help you and your team work together more effectively and improve the quality of your deliverables. A better understanding of the architecture behind Groove 2007 will help us to understand how Groove 2007 works. We will also see what security measures have been implemented that make Groove 2007 a more secure collaborative team workspace. One of the more powerful and attractive features of Groove 2007 is the ability to customize the tools and forms used in the workspace. We will examine a few of the more popular tools included with Groove 2007, along with other software that will help customize Groove 2007 workspaces. As with most TechNet sessions, some prior experience of Microsoft technologies or similar technologies is always helpful. Here's a brief overview of what would be helpful, but not essential, for this session. As we go through today's session, you will hear various Microsoft acronyms and terminology. While we will explain all new terms related to today's session, there are some general terms from the industry or from other versions of Microsoft products that we may not spend time on. To help you out, we have listed the areas that it may be helpful to be familiar with, either prior to this session or to reference afterwards. Groove 2007 is a new product in the Microsoft Office 2007 suite. Experience, or at least a familiarity with, previous versions of Groove would be helpful. It will help to have some familiarity with previous versions of Office products and how they work and integrate with one another. Although Office 2007 presents a fundamental shift in Office interoperability, it is helpful to know the history of how these products work together. We are going to briefly discuss Windows SharePoint Server and Services. It would be helpful if you had some experience with or knowledge of Windows SharePoint Server or Windows SharePoint Service. InfoPath 2003 has been replaced with Microsoft Office InfoPath 2007. However, some knowledge of the previous version would be helpful when we are covering the use of InfoPath 2007 and to reference improvements with the new version. To cover the topics mentioned and to keep the session flow going, we have divided the session up into the following agenda items. Today's session will begin with an overview of Microsoft Office Groove 2007, in which we will discuss what Groove is, what it looks like, new enhancements to Groove 2007, and what additions are available. As we said earlier, Microsoft Office Groove 2007 is a collaboration software program that enables teams to work together dynamically and effectively inside collaborative workspaces, regardless of network boundaries or connections. Building on the strength of Microsoft Office Professional Plus 2007, the new Office Enterprise 2007 suite will help teams share information easily and more securely across geographic and organizational boundaries. Understanding how Groove 2007 works and what several server components do is also important. Next, we will examine the security architecture of Groove 2007 and why it works. We will conclude with a brief introduction to some of the tools used to tailor Groove 2007 workspaces to fit your specific needs. Groove 2007 integrates with and extends many other Microsoft products and increases team productivity. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 lets you and your team work together dynamically and effectively inside collaborative workspaces. Use Groove 2007 for a range of project activities, from basic document collaboration to coordinating a product launch to producing a response to a request for proposal. Because Groove 2007 workspaces put people, tools, and data in one place, You and your team members have access to everything right on your desktops. Create a workspace with a few mouse clicks and invite the team, whether they're colleagues or business partners. Choose from more than 10 basic workspace tools and several pre-built workspace templates. Or design your own custom tools using Groove Forms and Groove InfoPath Forms. While you work, take advantage of the new localized interface and try out the new integration with Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, Microsoft Windows SharePoint Services, Microsoft Office InfoPath, and Microsoft Office Communicator. With Groove 2007, you and your team members work together easily and productively, anytime, anywhere, with anyone. You stay in sync automatically, so you spend less time coordinating with each other and more time on the project at hand. Now you know why you should use Groove 2007, but that leaves another question unanswered. What is Microsoft Office Groove 2007? Office Groove 2007 is an updated release of Groove Virtual Office software. It enables teams to work together dynamically inside collaborative workspaces, regardless of location or network connection. Available as part of the new Office Enterprise 2007 suite and as a standalone product, Groove 2007 will feature new integration with Windows SharePoint Services, Office SharePoint Server 2007, Office InfoPath 2007, and Office Communicator. It will also be localized to support 28 languages. Groove is a collaborative workspace environment that adds context to teamwork and makes it easy to find, organize, and work on information and deliverables. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 allows business teams to work together more dynamically and effectively inside collaborative workspaces, helping to increase the speed of business and reduce your organization's travel and technology costs. Office Groove 2007 doesn't require application servers for data storage or remote access capability, which reduce infrastructure costs associated with cross-company collaboration. Office Groove 2007 handles data synchronization in a network-efficient manner. Only changes to files are sent, reducing bandwidth use and email storage. Data shared in Office Groove workspaces is encrypted on hard disks, as well as on any wired or wireless network, helping to protect intellectual property. Help increase team efficiency with the value of your IT infrastructure by integrating Office Groove workspaces with the enterprise applications and data sources that drive your most critical business processes. Groove includes presence, awareness, and alerts of team members' activities within and across projects. Groove also includes a rich set of extensible tools, accommodating structured and unstructured data and automated synchronization of work. There is no uploading, downloading, or replication. Groove supports a broad range of project activities, from simple document collaboration and defined projects to custom solutions integrated with business processes. A few project examples include product launches, sales engagements, professional services engagements, and logistics solutions. Groove 2007 integrates with and extends other Microsoft products, such as Office SharePoint Server and Windows SharePoint Services. Groove offers bidirectional synchronization between Groove and document libraries, multi-endpoint sync capabilities, and the ability to lock a file in Windows SharePoint Services. Groove 2007 can also integrate with Microsoft Office InfoPath 2007. You can build InfoPath solutions on top of the Groove Forms engine, leverage InfoPath front-end with Groove Forms back-end capabilities, and integrate data with enterprise systems. Office Groove 2007 features new integration with the 2005 and 2007 versions of Office Communicator. Directly from an Office Groove 2007 workspace or the Groove 2007 launch bar, you'll be able to view your Office Communicator contacts and engage those contacts in real time using a communicator phone call or an instant message. Office Groove 2007 presence awareness in workspaces and Groove launch bar matches the look and feel of the Office Communicator gumdrop icons. As another bonus, Office Groove 2007 supports over 30 different languages. So when you are working with a global team, each team member can view Groove features and function in his or her native language. Groove 2007 has the following features which make it enterprise ready. Use of the Office installer and activation process, which should reduce internal maintenance issues and open up a wide range of install and deployment scenarios, such as the ability to do binary patch updates of Groove instead of updates requiring a download and install of an entire new version. Spelling and grammar checking. Integration with Watson and Software Quality Monitoring, or SQM, for feedback reporting. Watson and SQM are important feedback loop mechanisms that we rely on heavily for sustaining engineering work, as well as evaluating overall customer satisfaction. As you'll see in a few minutes, Groove is a rich client that uses services for data relay, management, and integration. As a result, customers will need to purchase the client and on-premise or hosted services. Most enterprise customers will want to look into Office Enterprise 2007 in order to acquire the Groove client. Enterprise customers that purchase Office Enterprise 2007 or Office Groove 2007 as a standalone will be required to purchase either Office Groove Server 2007 or Office Groove Enterprise Services. Office Live Groove 2007 will be the subscription-based Office Groove offering for small business and work groups, and Office Ultimate 2007 will give people working at home access to the full lineup of 2007 Microsoft Office applications so they can create, find, manage, and share information across boundaries using the toolset they're familiar with at the office. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007 will provide the centralized management, data relay, and data integration capabilities customers need to deploy Office Groove 2007 across the enterprise. Groove Virtual Office is desktop software that enables teams to work together securely over the network as if they were in the same physical location. Office Groove Server 2007 Manager enables enterprises to manage the distribution of software identities, to set security policies for users and devices, and to monitor usage. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007 Relay enables key Groove capabilities, including device presence, offline support, bandwidth optimization, and firewall transparency. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007 DataBridge provides enterprises with the capability to securely extend enterprise data to virtual office teams. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007 Manager Audit is a component of the Groove Server Manager that provides enterprises with the ability to capture and audit information and events from Office Groove deployments. You will get a chance to see some of the Groove Server software in action in the next demonstration. In this demonstration, we will perform the post-installation steps necessary for Groove Server Manager installation, set up Active Directory integration with Groove Server Manager, and deploy two new users to the Groove Managed domain. The Groove Manager enables centralized control of Groove usage from a server administrator-defined management domain. Supported by a SQL database that stores most of its data, the Groove Manager helps maintain productive workflow and collaboration. Administrators connect to the Groove Manager through a dedicated web interface to set Groove usage and security policies, provision Groove users with relay servers, generate Groove usage reports, and perform other tasks essential to managing Groove use on a corporate scale. Groove clients periodically contact the Groove Manager to receive provisioning updates and report usage information. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007 uses management domains. A management domain contains groups of Groove users and devices that the domain administrator places under domain management. Associated with each domain are encryption keys and a pair of signature keys for authenticating the domain, as well as a private key for password, smart card, logon, reset, and data recovery. Customizable usage and security policy templates and Groove Relay server sets apply to groups in the domain. The Groove Manager installation process supplies an initial management domain with Groove PKI specified as the identity authentication mechanism. The initial domain setup page typically appears on the screen following Groove Manager installation, requiring you to supply some basic information in the blank fields. Once you finish configuring the domain, it is ready for domain-level administrators to populate it with Groove users. If you need to configure the initial domain outside of the installation setup process, log on to the Groove Manager administrative web interface, click the domain in the left navigation pane to display the domain setup window, then accept or edit the value in the domain name field. If necessary, add a domain description in the description field. Because it has not already been entered, we will add a valid email address of a contact administrator. You can select whether to complete password reset setup now or to allow a domain administrator to supply this information. You can define domain administrators from the Domains tab. We will supply the password reset information now. If you do not supply the password or smart card reset setup options as necessary, then you or another administrator must finish configuring the domain in order to add domain members. In order to enable directory integration, you must identify the directory server to the Groove Manager. First, we select the Groove Manager from the list in the Groove Manager navigation pane, and then click the Directory Integration tab. Next, we click Add Directory Server in the toolbar. The Add Directory Server page appears with several tabs. The Server Properties tab allows server administrators to configure and edit directory server properties. The Field Mapping tab allows server administrators to map Groove Manager fields to directory server fields. The Synchronization tab allows server administrators to synchronize the Groove Manager with the latest changes in the directory server. We will be using the Microsoft Active Directory directory type. The display name lets us specify a display name for the directory server, and the server name specifies the registered, fully qualified DNS name of the directory server. The root naming context lets us specify a default root name to be used for executing a search. This name will indicate where in the directory hierarchy the search should begin. One thing to note is that this is a required field for Lotus Domino and Sun 1, which do not expose a default root naming context, but it is not required for Active Directory. The unique identifier specifies the name of a field in our directory server, which contains a unique, unchanging identifier for each user. The Groove Manager uses this field to map users on our directory server to management domain user lists. The Require SSL option allows us to require secure socket layer technology for connections to the directory server, providing that the server has the necessary SSL certificates and ports enabled. The Chase Directory of Referrals option allows us to instruct the Groove Manager to extend directory searches to referral devices if other servers support our main directory server. If we do not set this feature, the Groove Manager will return a null set when searching for user data that does not reside on the main directory server, but on a referral server. The login name specifies the name for logging onto the directory server from the Groove Manager, preferably an LDAP distinguished name. The name should correspond to an Active Directory account that has full read access to user directories. The Groove Manager uses its logon name to access the directory server for data synchronization to import names into a domain when configured to do so by a domain administrator. Access to user directories depends on how we define permissions for the account associated with this logon sequence on the directory server. Successful integration of management and directory servers requires full read access to user directories. Therefore, defining a dedicated account and logon sequence for Groove Manager access to the directory server is highly recommended. Adding a directory server creates a directory connection with the Groove Manager and displays the directory name in the list of integration servers on the Directory Integration tab. We have now defined the directory server so that domain administrators can import a corporate directory of user identities to a Groove Manager domain. Or we can define directory integration points that automate this process. Once the user directory information is applied to the Groove Manager, domain administrators can oversee Groove user and device activities through management domain groups. For now, we will just manually synchronize the Groove Manager user data with the directory server by clicking Synchronize on the directory integration page. Now that we have imported the user data from our directory server, we can add members to the Groove domain. To do this, we will select Members from the navigation pane. From the Members tab, click Add Members in the toolbar. A list of user deployment options appears. You can add a single member, add multiple members using an XML list, add multiple members using a CSV file, or import members from a directory server, which is what we will select for this demonstration. For the Select Members Settings page, we will accept the default policy templates and relay server sets. Since we only configured one user directory, Flitware Inc. is already listed as the directory server. In the search for field, we type a specific full name string. The system treats your entry as a wildcard. Because we just entered Dave, the system searches for all full names that contain the string Dave. Next, we click the Display Matching Users button, and a scrolling list of users appears in the window, with a green mark in the status column indicating previously imported members. We will select Dave Richards and then click the Import Selected Users button. The selected users appear in the domain group members list with a directory status of imported. This process makes users domain group members, lists users on the domain group members tab with pending member icons, and assigns them an account configuration code. Once Groove identities have been defined in a management domain group, the managed accounts must be configured on Groove clients. A server or domain administrator can initiate this process by sending domain members an account configuration code to each user, or the Groove Manager's auto account configuration feature is available to automate the process. The domain member's account configuration code can be sent by email. The Send Groove account configuration code window opens with an email form displaying a default email. The account configuration code, Groove Manager host name, and managed identity name do not appear in the default text, but are automatically appended to the email that the user receives. You can also retrieve an account configuration code for personal distribution to users. The Member Details window opens with a Member Information tab displaying the user identity information, including the member's account configuration code. Copy the account configuration code to a safe place and note the server name and identity name. We can now deliver the account configuration code, the Groove Manager name, and the identity name to the user in a private email message or other transfer method. We have now distributed account configuration codes to Groove users. Upon the receipt of an account configuration code, users enter the code into Microsoft Office Groove. This creates a managed identity for each user and makes these users domain members. On the members page, status for these users changes from pending to active. An envelope icon in the rightmost column of the page indicates defined users who have not yet configured their managed Groove accounts. We are now going to set up new Groove accounts from different servers, one for Dave Richards and another for Amy Alberts. The first time you start Groove, the Groove account configuration wizard opens and displays a Welcome to Groove page. If you don't know where to find your Groove account configuration code, but think your administrator has one for you, select the I need help finding my Groove account configuration code option. If you don't need an account configuration code, then select I don't have a Groove account configuration code. In our case, we do have an account configuration code, so we will select the I have a Groove account configuration code option, and then enter the code for Dave Richards, which we noted earlier, and the name of the Groove account configuration server. We will allow computer management to subject the device to Groove Manager device policies. Next, we enter a password used to log on to the Groove account. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 must restart at the end of the setup process, and then the account is active and ready to go. At this point, the Groove Manager will change the user icon from pending to active. Before we can set up a Groove account for Amy Alberts, we need to get her Groove account configuration code. Because both the user and device are managed by Groove Manager, they are subject to Groove Manager policies. The Groove Manager provides templates of default usage and security policies that apply to domain group members and any associated devices that are registered on the server. Administrators can modify the policies set in these templates or create new templates, then apply the templates to designated management domain groups or users. These policies apply only to managed Groove users and devices, those defined on the Groove Manager as belonging to a specific management domain group. Policies do not affect unmanaged Groove users. The Amy Alberts account is now active. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, understanding the architecture. For the next few minutes, we will examine the decentralized architecture of Groove 2007 and how it enables teams to work together dynamically inside collaborative workspaces, regardless of location or network connection. Groove Virtual Office is an application that sits directly on a user's PC, not on a website or centralized server. All application logic and data is stored locally on the desktop of each member of a shared space and is totally secure. All content and activities made by any member of a shared space are immediately synchronized on the desktops of the other members and are encrypted over the wire. Because Groove runs locally on the desktop, all users maintain full access to all content and functionality while offline. When a user reconnects, Groove synchronization capabilities automatically ensure that everyone's application and its contents are up to date. In addition to the desktop application, Groove Virtual Office, a suite of server products, allows for enterprise integration as well as management and administration of the software deployment. The Groove Enterprise Relay Server acts as a broker that connects users when a direct PC-to-PC connection is not possible. When a user is offline, other Groove clients transport changes to a workspace to the Groove Enterprise Relay Server, which functions as a store and forward queue. When the offline user returns to the network, his Groove client makes a request of the relay server to forward any deltas, such as changes to a workspace, down to the desktop. Groove's always-on encryption service ensures that all deltas are encrypted while they temporarily reside on the relay server. The relay server does not store an entire workspace. The Groove Enterprise Relay Server also brokers the connection between users separated by firewalls. When a team of people need to get work done, they rarely have the time or inclination, or even the ability, to configure firewalls to allow for easy and secure communication. When the Groove Virtual Office client detects the presence of a firewall, it automatically redirects all deltas to the relay server. The relay server determines the most efficient port and protocol permitted by the firewall, and it encapsulates the deltas using the appropriate protocol. When the Groove client behind the firewall makes a request of the relay server using the allowed protocol, the relay server forwards the deltas and empties out its queue. The Groove Enterprise Data Bridge provides smooth communication and integration between Groove workspaces and a variety of external systems, such as web servers, databases, and enterprise applications, including ERP, CRM, and knowledge of management systems. Customers and integrators can leverage the service-oriented architecture provided by the Enterprise Data Bridge to write custom integration applications. The Groove Enterprise Data Bridge masks deployment complexities typically associated with enterprise system integration and is easily configurable by a server administrator. The Enterprise Management Server acts as a central location for all Groove-related management and administration activities, including directory integration, security policies and PKI integration, identity disabling and data access control, component management, data recovery, auditing, and reporting. Groove management features are available both as a hosted service and as on-site servers. The audit server is vital to pharmaceutical and financial services users because it maintains a verifiable audit history of what users on those clients are doing for regulatory purposes. Any user who has Office Groove 2007 installed on his or her computer can create a workspace. Creating a workspace does not require any special privileges on the network or extensive IT support. In fact, the process is so simple you can create and customize a Groove workspace for your team with just a few clicks of your mouse. In this example, a user named Alice will create a new workspace. After Alice has created a workspace, the next step is to invite other users to join the workspace. In our example, Alice has invited Bob to the workspace she has created. When invitees accept your invitation, they receive an exact copy of the workspace on their desktop, including all tools, files, and content. Because Office Groove 2007 enables you to share information with people outside of your organization, it has powerful built-in encryption to help ensure that all workspace data is protected on your computer and as it travels across unsecured wired or wireless networks. Only those whom you invite to the workspace can access the information it contains. There is no master copy on a server that can be compromised. This may seem like a complex process, but setting up a workspace within Groove is easy to do. In this demonstration, we will be working with the Groove client. First, we will create a new Groove workspace, and then add users, files, and tools to the new workspace. You can create a variety of new workspaces using the Create New Workspace dialog box. You can also create a new workspace from a template or create a new workspace from an archive. A standard workspace contains a Files tool and a Discussion tool. More tools can be added later. A file sharing workspace is used to synchronize a selected Windows folder across computers. You can access the synchronized folders from any Windows application. If you've saved an existing workspace as a template, or have access to workspace templates created by others, you can use these as the basis for new workspaces. If the workspace template is stored in the Groove Workspace Templates folder, you can select it from the template drop-down menu. Groove creates the workspace and lists you as the initial member with the role of manager. You can now customize the workspace components or send workspace invitations. Because we created a standard workspace, the file and discussion tools are both already present in the workspace. The right pane will show the workspace members. Our newly created workspace is now displayed on the Groove launch bar. And because we have the workspace open, it is shown as active. In the workspace members pane, to invite Amy Alberts, we will enter her email address. Three roles are available: guest, participant, and manager. Guests have limited access and can read files but cannot modify or delete them. Participants can read, modify, and add new files, but they cannot delete them. Managers have full access. We'll leave the default selection of participant. If you are inviting multiple contacts and want to assign different roles, you must send separate invitations per role. Next, we enter a message requesting that Amy accept the request to join this workspace. Upon clicking OK, Groove creates a new Outlook email message with the workspace invitation attached to the email. The message contains instructions both for people who already have Groove and for those who don't. People who already have Groove, click a link in the message that opens the invitation. People who don't have Groove, click a different link that goes to the Groove download page. Once an email recipient installs and starts up Groove, the workspace invitation should open automatically. If the invitation fails to open automatically, the recipient can return to the email message and open the file attachment to respond to the invitation. All invitations sent via email require the sender to confirm acceptance before the workspace is sent to the recipient's computer. Adding a user who is in your contact list to a workspace is much easier. First, we'll add Amy to our Groove contact list by using the Add Contact link on the Groove launch bar. Groove will search your local user directory and the Groove Manager domains for any matches. Once we add Amy to our contact list, several options are available, such as sending a message, viewing Amy's user properties, or setting custom alerts. We'll talk a little more about alerts later. For now, let's try adding Amy to the workspace again. When we click Invite to Workspace, a list of workspaces is shown in which we can invite users to. We will select the Intern Projects workspace and send the invitation. When you send an invitation, Groove keeps you informed of its progress by posting alerts. Over on Amy's computer, a Groove alert informs her that she has been invited to join a new workspace. Clicking the alert will open the invitation. The first thing Amy does is add Dave Richards to her contact list. And again, an alert appears informing her that Dave has been added to her Groove contacts. Accepting the invitation to join the workspace begins the process of downloading the workspace to her computer. Because this is a small workspace, it takes no time at all. However, if Dave was not online, then Amy would have to wait until he's back online before downloading would begin. Groove will download the workspace automatically when Dave and Amy are both online. Once the workspace has been downloaded, an alert appears informing that the workspace is ready. Use the Groove Files tool to store, organize, and share any type of computer file. You can open any file stored in the Files tool, provided you have the application program that supports its file type. You can also copy and paste or drag files into a folder from Windows Explorer. In general, you can manage files in the Files tool just as you would in Windows Explorer. Note that some file management tasks, such as renaming or deleting files, may be governed by the tool permissions assigned to your role. Adding a file will automatically begin distributing it to any members currently online. As expected, Amy now has a copy of the project status spreadsheet that Dave just added to the workspace. The File tool will also show you who last modified a file and when. You can open a file stored in the Files tool if your computer has an application installed that supports its file type. Additionally, you can open Microsoft Word or Microsoft PowerPoint files stored in the Files tool directly from the respective applications. When you close the file, Groove asks if you want to save your changes in Groove. If you select No, then unless you made a local copy of the file, any changes you made will be lost. An alert notifies Dave that changes have been made to a file. The asterisk next to a file signifies that it has been changed since last viewed and contains unread content. This design also carries over to the Tools tab. Any tool that contains new content will have the asterisk next to it indicating unread information. The Groove Discussion tool lets you engage in a detailed exchange of ideas with other members of the workspace. A typical discussion includes a main topic with one or more responses and responses to responses. Unlike a chat, which displays a running stream of responses in a flat view, a discussion lets you see the entire thread of conversation in a hierarchical structure. Depending on the current sort order of the topics list, a new main topic is placed as either the first or last item in the list. To add a response topic to a discussion, select the topic to which you're responding. For example, if you're responding to a topic that already has other responses, select the topic you're responding to, not one of its responses. Next, click New, select Response, and then fill out the response topic form the same way you would for a main topic. You can accept the default response topic title based on the hierarchical parent topic, or replace it with a new one. If the Add Tool permission is enabled for your workspace role, you can add new tools or tool sets to a workspace. New tools are added to the right of any existing tools in the workspace. A new tool set is added as a new layer of tools. You can rearrange the order of tools after you add them. Using the Add Tool icon, you can select a tool from the pop-up list or click More Tools to see other tool and tool sets options. To add an appointment to the calendar, click New Appointment. Enter a description, fill in the start and end date, and start and end time for the appointment. And if the event is an all-day event, click All-Day Event. The calendar automatically makes time zone adjustments as follows. The calendar assumes that the event will be held in the time zone that corresponds to the date and time properties currently set for your computer. For members whose computers are set for different time zones, the event time automatically adjusts to reflect their time zone. You can create events with pre-selected dates or times. Drag across the range of dates or times you want, and then click New Event. Groove SharePoint Files tool provides the following benefits to organizations storing file content in SharePoint document libraries. Access to file content for selected people outside of the enterprise. Groove and the SharePoint Files tool provide a convenient and efficient way to collaborate with people who are outside the corporate firewall. Additionally, the SharePoint Files tool provides a central working environment for teams that are widely dispersed geographically. Offline access to file content. The SharePoint Files tool provides mobile workers or those who have limited internet access with an environment in which they can access, view, and update file content while offline. SharePoint Files tool users can enjoy its rich application features in addition to features in other workspace tools. The SharePoint Files tool can map only to document libraries in Windows SharePoint Services 3.0 or later. An error displays if you attempt to map to a document library in an earlier version of Windows SharePoint Services. It is recommended that you have versioning enabled on SharePoint sites from which you take files into Groove. Versioning helps minimize the risk of data loss that might occasionally occur because of synchronization errors or conflicts. SharePoint document libraries contain metadata that is not supported or maintained in the Groove SharePoint Files tool. And the Groove SharePoint Files tool does not recognize views in SharePoint document libraries. As a result, a SharePoint Files tool may contain more documents than what appears in the document library, where certain files are filtered out by views. As a Groove tool, data is synchronized among workspace members in the same fashion as a standard Groove Files tool. Online workspace members send and receive updates as they are saved to Groove. Updates are sent to or received from the SharePoint site automatically, according to a schedule, or manually when the workspace member who has synchronization control initiates a synchronization. Office Groove 2007 has a unique decentralized architecture that helps streamline team collaboration. Every team member has an exact copy of the workspace tools and data. The automatic and efficient synchronization of Groove helps ensure that each person's copy stays up to date, even if no two members are online at the same time. For example, if Bob were offline when Alice made a change to a document, he would get the update as soon as he came back online. Groove delivers the encrypted document to Bob's computer. Groove then decrypts the document for Bob's session. And finally, Groove encrypts and stores the document on Bob's computer. Many of the security features are transparent to the user, as you will see in the next demonstration when we talk about file synchronization in more detail. In this demonstration, we will be working with the Groove client and exploring the workspace properties, user preferences, and communications manager. You can view or change the properties of any workspace. You can view all of the following information about the selected workspace: the version of Groove in which the workspace was created, the current size of the workspace on disk, the workspace template version number, the name of the person who created the workspace, the date the workspace was created, the minimum version of Groove required for access to the workspace and tool features. Every workspace has a Groove version requirement for tools, which is initially set when the workspace is created. For example, by default, all new workspaces you create use a version of tools supported in the most current version of Groove. This means all tools that you or any other members add to the workspace are supported only for members running Groove 2007 or later. Members running an earlier version of Groove will get prompted to update their software if they select tools added to the workspace that require the later version. Additionally, invitees to the space who are running an earlier version may be required to update Groove before accepting the invitation. Workspace managers can add or edit text in the description text box. If you log on to your Groove account on multiple computers, or plan to do so in the future, you might want to select the option to download automatically onto all My Computers. If enabled, the workspace will be automatically downloaded when you log on to the account on another computer. You can adjust how Groove alerts you about unread information in selected workspace. The alert setting for new workspaces is initially defined in Account Preferences. However, the alert setting for existing workspaces does not change if you change the default setting in your Account Preferences. You may want to change the alert setting for specific workspaces. For example, for workspaces you visit infrequently, you may want to set a lower level so that you're not distracted by alerts for information that doesn't interest you. You can drag the slider to change the setting for alerts. Auto lets Groove determine the appropriate alert setting for unread information. For new workspaces, or workspaces that you visit at least once a week, this setting is the same as high. For workspaces or workspace tools you visit infrequently, which implies that you don't often need information in the workspace or tool, Groove automatically adjusts the alert setting to medium so that you're not distracted by alerts in your system tray. High displays an unread mark and displays an alert with an audible chime in the Windows notification area. Medium displays an unread mark only. Off ignores unread information and does not alert you. There is also an option to be notified when members enter the workspace. Every member in the workspace is assigned a role. Each role has different permissions associated with it. The Permissions tab allows you to view or change permissions assigned to member roles in the workspace. In most cases, only managers can change permissions assigned to roles in a workspace. To change permissions, select the role for which you want to change permissions. The selected permissions change to reflect the permissions currently assigned to the selected role. Select or clear the permissions to be assigned to the selected role, and then click Apply if you want to select another role for updating, or click OK if you're done changing permissions. You can also set alerts for specific tools within the workspace. You can add new identities to your account so that you can interact with other Groove users in a manner that reflects your relationship with them. New identities you add supplement rather than replace any existing identities. For example, you might use a professional identity with work colleagues, but use a less formal identity with friends and family. Adding a new identity is like creating a new contact for yourself. Each new identity has its own unique contact information that you can share with other selected Groove users. When you create a message or create a new workspace, you can decide which identity to use for each. To manage your account, select the Account tab. On this page, you can change or reset a logon password or smart card certificate, backup an account, restore an account, delete an account, use an existing account on another computer, rename a computer that contains your account, or remove a computer that contains your account. To set security options for a selected identity, select the Security tab in the Preferences dialog box. On the Security page, you can view the digital fingerprint for an identity, select or view communication policies associated with an identity, set file restrictions for an identity, or set workspace version restrictions for an identity. On the Alerts page of the Preferences dialog box, you can adjust the default settings for how Groove notifies you about unread information in new workspaces you create. You can override this setting later in any individual workspace, tool, or folder or file in a Files tool or file sharing workspace. On the Options page, you can select options for restricting the delivery of Groove messages from other Groove users. You might do this if you want to ensure that you open Groove messages received only from known Groove contacts, that is, contacts who are either in your contact list, verified by you or your administrator, or members of at least one of your workspaces. You can also enable a security option in your preferences so that all incoming and outgoing files in Groove are scanned to protect against viruses. Groove's virus scanning feature is supported if you're running Norton Antivirus Personal Edition 2002 or higher. Other antivirus software applications may also support this feature, but have not yet been tested. The folder synchronization options allows you to share information between your computers, such as Internet Explorer favorites. Communications Manager allows you to control all communication for your account and workspaces. From Communications Manager, you can view the data exchange activity for your workspaces, messages, and invitations, pause the data transfer for a selected workspace or activity, or for all workspace and activities at once, set Groove to work offline, and view or update network settings. The Communications Manager reports on the overall communication status, as well as the communication status of individual workspaces and other activities, such as messages and invitations. Data counters at the top of the dialog box track the amount of data you're currently transmitting and receiving. A status message, to the left of the data counters, reports on the current state of communications. In the activity table, the Communications Manager provides status information about your workspaces, messages, and invitations, and about other accounts you might have on this computer. You can pause the communications for a selected workspace or for messages and invitations. You might do this if you want to postpone sending or receiving large quantities of data. To pause communications for a workspace or activity, clear its checkbox. The status message for the workspace or activity changes to paused. To resume communications, select the checkbox. You can also click Pause All to pause communications for all workspaces and message activity at once. This feature is most useful if you have a large number of workspaces and you'd like to pause communication for all but one or a few of them. In that case, you can select Pause All and then resume communications for only selected workspaces. Working offline suspends all Groove data communications and displays your online status as offline to other Groove users. Working offline is most useful when you want to just work locally and when you prefer that others view you as temporarily unavailable. Advanced network settings can be found by clicking Network Settings in the Communication Manager. Now that we've seen Groove 2007 in action, let's return to the presentation. The next item on the agenda will discuss the security architecture of Groove 2007. The next few slides will explain how the Groove security model provides a safe foundation for data storage and communications across Groove environments. Organizations using Groove benefit from its ability to facilitate the sharing of data and computational resources quickly and securely among those who need it. Anywhere, anytime. On demand and without burdensome administrative intervention, users can create ad hoc collaborative workspaces. Instantaneously, they can invite members from across the aisle or across the world to join the workspace as they dynamically introduce data and tools. Groove Firewall Transparency uses standard web protocols to avoid requiring network administrators to open special ports in the firewall. In addition, organizations can deploy Groove servers for centralized management and control over Groove usage. Groove security features enhanced collaboration in the following ways. Groove enables secure cross-firewall collaboration. Until now, allowing users to securely collaborate with others outside their organization meant enlisting IT resources to set up a VPN or other solution, such as a secured shared website. With Groove, users are empowered to collaborate through the firewall securely, with no extra effort required by IT. In this manner, Groove is enabling collaboration that would either not happen at all or would happen in an insecure manner, perhaps through email. Security features are transparent to the user. The key to making security technology effective for an organization is widespread adoption and usage. Groove accomplishes this by making its heavy use of security transparent to users. All aspects of Groove security are always on and do not allow users to opt out of their use. Groove encrypts all content on disk and over the network. Groove automatically encrypts all user accounts, workspaces, and their contents locally using 192-bit encryption. Furthermore, all content and activity within a workspace that is sent across the network is also encrypted and can only be decrypted by other members of the workspace. User-driven workspace access control. Role-based access control is a security feature that most organizations want, but in practice find unwieldy to implement. Traditionally, IT resources are required to move users into separate access control lists, which means that after initial setup, most lists remain static and inflexible. Once again, Groove pushes the power to the manager of a workspace, who decides which members are allowed which level of permissions. With Groove, setting a role of a workspace member and configuring access rights just takes seconds. Team collaboration requirements in this new world of work create pressure for IT administrators to accomplish two seemingly contradictory goals. Enable employees to work freely and autonomously with colleagues, partners, and customers, both on and off the corporate network, while maintaining centralized control to help ensure the integrity and confidentiality of the organization's intellectual property. While Office Groove 2007 itself enables teams of information workers to collaborate directly in a more secure, decentralized manner, Office Groove Server 2007 provides the server software and tools that IT organizations require to deploy, manage, and integrate Office Groove 2007 across the enterprise. Office Groove Server 2007 can help your organization centrally deploy, manage, and monitor usage of Office Groove 2007 client software, efficiently extend Office Groove 2007 software usage across firewalls and network boundaries, take advantage of existing infrastructure investments by integrating Groove workspaces with line of business applications and data sources. Office Groove Server 2007 is a set of three separately installed server software applications running on Microsoft Windows Server 2003 that extend Office Groove 2007 client software with specific centralized services. The three application components of Office Groove Server 2007 are Office Groove Server 2007 Manager, which provides management services such as account configuration, policy setting, and usage reporting. Office Groove Server 2007 Relay, which provides data relay services to transmit data between Office Groove 2007 clients when they cannot connect directly. Office Groove Server 2007 DataBridge, which provides a centralized platform for integration services to enable developers to build custom solutions that connect Office Groove workspaces with centralized enterprise data sources. As was previously stated, Office Groove Server 2007 Manager provides a centralized location for management services. You can access Office Groove Server 2007 Manager from a single, easy-to-use, web-based administrative interface accessible from a URL that is defined when you install the software. The Office Groove Server 2007 Manager interface consists of a navigation pane and a set of tabs and tools that you can use to perform specific tasks. Let's take a closer look at the Groove Server. In this demonstration, we will work with the Groove Manager portal and explore the different reports available. We will also examine user and device policies available. The Member Activity Report displays Groove usage information for members in the selected domain group. Several member activity fields appear in the report, such as the name of each management domain group member, the member's domain group, the member's email address, the type of Groove user, managed or unmanaged, and status, active, pending, disabled, or deleted. The Member Usage Report displays member information for the selected domain group. Note that this report does not display information for pending or removed users, although usage history reflects the activity of subsequently removed users. In the Groove Usage Report, you can find the member name, the date the member was created, the last date the member used Groove, the number of workspaces associated with, created, joined, deleted, and is active in, the total time spent using Groove, the total number of Groove visits, and the average time per visit. Identity policies control Groove activities associated with domain member identities. An identity policy template contains a collection of policy settings applied to a domain group. The policies affect all domain group members on any devices where a user's managed account resides. The Groove Manager provides an initial template of default policies, which is assigned to domain groups by default. You can create other templates at any time. You can also modify policy settings at any time, but examining and customizing the defaults as needed is a wise first step in setting up managed Groove environment. Related member policy types are grouped on tabs as follows. Member policies, including account backup, identity publishing, and device management policies. And security policies, including peer authentication, Groove password reset, and blocked file policies. Device policies add another tier of control to Groove identity policies. Groove devices are associated with users at the time of managed account configuration, but until they are explicitly defined as managed, they remain unaffected by device policies. You must register devices with a management domain in order to implement device policies. You can register devices manually or set up automatic device registration during account configuration. This brings the devices under the control of the domain device policies. Device policies control Groove activities associated with domain member devices. A device policy template contains a collection of policy settings applied to a domain group. The policies affect the managed devices associated with domain group members. Related device policy types are grouped on tabs as follows. Account policies, including multiple account management and identity management policies. Client policies, including messenger integration, directory search, and tool usage policies. Security policies, including group password, account lockout, and web access policies. Audit policies, including Groove client audit scheduling, Groove events, and Groove tool events. Groove relay servers facilitate communications among Groove users by offering temporary storage or forwarding when users are offline, fanning out high volume data transmissions, providing alternative communications paths for clients operating over slow lengths, and performing other tasks that enable continuous virtual peer communication, regardless of peer status, online or offline, or network conditions. Public relay servers support the broad community of Groove users. In a managed Groove environment, you provision users to specific dedicated Groove relay servers installed on-site at your organization or to Microsoft-hosted relay servers engaged through Groove Enterprise services, depending on your Groove Manager installation. The Groove Manager's Relay Server Sets page lets you define sets of Groove relay servers to which you can provision management domain members. If you are using an on-site Groove Manager, you must first register any supporting Groove relay servers with the Groove Manager. If you are using Groove Enterprise services, the server registration has already occurred. Once relay servers are registered, in order to provision managed users with on-site relay servers or with relay servers hosted by Groove Enterprise services, you add domain relay servers to a relay server set and assign the set to a domain group or individual member. The Groove security model is firmly based on an authentication mechanism that binds a user's identity to specific actions within a Groove environment. Authentication has two different purposes. The first is to authenticate users within the system. This means correctly associating electronic identities with the human users they represent. Once this is done, Groove correctly associates an action within Groove, a modification to a file, a chat message, a keystroke, with its electronic identity. Office Groove Server 2007 Manager, in combination with Office Groove 2007 software, enables you to empower teams to collaborate across organizational boundaries, on and off the network, without sacrificing centralized management and control. Office Groove Server 2007 Manager provides a central location for managing all aspects of large Office Groove 2007 client software deployments. A single web-based console provides easy access to all related management and administration activities, including directory integration, security policies and PKI integration, user identity management, component management, data recovery, reporting, and auditing. The Office Groove 2007 end-to-end encryption model helps ensure that data can only be decrypted by workspace users. Let's move on to the next item on the agenda. Customizing Groove 2007. Office Groove 2007 is incredibly flexible, so you can create a workspace tailored to the specific needs of each of your teams. You can customize the workspace at any time by adding or removing tools from it. Tools define the type of work your team does in the workspace. Office Groove 2007 includes the following tools: files, discussion, Groove SharePoint files, calendar, meetings, issue tracking, forms, Groove InfoPath forms, Notepad, pictures, and Sketchpad. Several workspace templates with custom tools are included, and more will be made available for download in the future. Let's discuss five of the more popular tools: the Files tool, SharePoint Files tool, Discussion tool, Meetings tool, and the Calendar tool. You can use the Files tool to work together collaboratively with your teammates on almost any type of computer file. The Files tool works similarly to Windows Explorer in that you can organize files into nested folders. One of the differences between Windows Explorer and the Groove Files tool, however, is that everybody in your workspace has access to those folders and files. When you add a file to the Groove Files tool, any person you have invited to the workspace can open that file. Depending on the role they are assigned in the workspace, they can also make changes to it. When a person modifies a file and saves it back to the team workspace, the changes he or she has made, and only the changes, are automatically pushed to the computers of every other member of the workspace. Another member happens to update the file at the same time, Groove creates two copies of the file for the users to resolve. The SharePoint Files tool offers all the capabilities of the Groove Files tool, with the added benefit of integration with Microsoft SharePoint document libraries. Many teams and departments rely on SharePoint technologies to share and organize information and documents. With Office Groove 2007, you do not have to leave behind any of the tools that are already working for you. The SharePoint Files tool is tightly integrated with both Microsoft Windows SharePoint Services and Microsoft Office SharePoint Server 2007, so you and your team can synchronize SharePoint document libraries with your Groove workspace. You can easily check out documents from a SharePoint document library into your Groove workspace, collaborate on, and iterate those documents among your project team, and then publish them back to the document library when you are done. The Groove Discussion tool helps teams engage in a detailed exchange of ideas in context of the work they are doing in the workspace. The conversational thread is tracked in a chronological topic response structure. Anybody in the workspace can contribute to the discussion or review the entire thread. Roles determine who can delete discussion entries. Use the Groove Meetings tool to plan, conduct, and record recurring team project meetings. It is easy to set up a new meeting and select workspace participants using the Meetings Wizard. Because all workspace members can add information to a new meeting, agendas can be developed collaboratively rather than having one person collect input from the team. During the meeting, the minutes taker can insert the agenda into a note-taking space and record meeting minutes in real time. Participants can watch as the minutes are taken. After the meeting, action items can be recorded and assigned to team members. Agenda items, minutes, and action items from prior meetings can also be copied into future meetings. You can use the Calendar tool to build a shared project schedule and track important project dates and milestones. When you add a calendar event, everybody on your team can see it. Others can add their own events and edit existing events if they have the appropriate permissions. Both the meeting and calendar tools help participants to focus solely on the tasks, events, and milestones of the project or activity for which the Groove workspace is created. Individual team members continue to manage and organize their own calendars, tasks, and contacts in the Microsoft Office Outlook 2007 Messaging and Collaboration Client or another personal information manager. The Groove Forms tool brings your structured data and business processes right into the Groove environment. Your team can build custom forms to enter and update data, get detailed information about the status of work items, and represent simple workflows. A development team may want to create a Groove form to track incidents or bugs. For example, a sales team might create a Groove form to share information about customers, prospects, and sales calls. You can build custom forms directly in the Groove interface using Office Groove 2007 Forms Designer. The Forms Designer is a rich and flexible environment that enables any workspace member with the necessary permissions to contribute to the design of the application. As with most web page design tools, you can use the Forms Designer to create and make changes to a form and then preview it before you publish your changes to the workspace. Office Groove 2007 also includes an option for you to import forms that you build with Office InfoPath 2007. Office InfoPath 2007 provides an intuitive development environment with all the components you need to build a new form or modify an existing one. After you have built your form in Office InfoPath 2007, you import the form into the workspace using the Groove InfoPath Forms tool. Let's review what we covered this session. In today's increasingly global and mobile work environment, workers in diverse locations, organizations, and time zones need tools that help them collaborate easily with their team members, wherever they are in the world. Microsoft Office Groove 2007 is a collaborative environment that enables teams in this new environment to work together easily and purposefully towards their goals and deliverables. Teams using Office Groove 2007 share collaborative workspaces that place all team members, communications, tools, and information in one convenient location accessible from each member's computer. The Office Groove platform consists of two primary components: the Office Groove 2007 client software that installs directly onto each user's desktop or portable computer, and the server software that extends Office Groove 2007 client software with centralized management, data relay, and data integration services. While all enterprise customers will deploy Office Groove 2007 client software, customers have two choices for server software, depending on the size of the deployment and required functionality. Microsoft Office Groove Server 2007, which is installed and maintained by the customer, or Microsoft Office Groove Enterprise Services, which is hosted and maintained entirely by Microsoft. Office Groove 2007 is incredibly flexible, so you can create a workspace tailored to the specific needs of each of your teams. You can customize the workspace at any time by adding or removing tools from it. You can also use the Groove Forms tool and Groove InfoPath Forms tool to build custom workspace forms that meet your unique needs. To get more information on the products and technologies we have covered today, we have some online resources available that can help. For the most comprehensive technical information on Microsoft products, visit the TechNet website at www.microsoft.com/technet. You can also visit www.microsoft.com/technet/dsk-51 for more information on books, courses, certifications, and other community resources that relate directly to this particular session. There are a number of other resources that are available from Microsoft. First Look 2007 Microsoft Office System gives you a special introduction to the next generation of Microsoft Office. You'll get an expert overview of new and enhanced applications, features, and capabilities of Office 2007, including Microsoft Office Groove. Microsoft also has instructor-led courses if you prefer the classroom-style environment. Microsoft Learning develops courseware called Microsoft Official Curriculum, MOC, which includes e-learning, Microsoft Pressbooks, workshops, clinics, and Microsoft Skills Assessment. MSC is offered in instructor-led environments. It offers comprehensive training courses for IT professionals who support and implement solutions using Microsoft products and technologies. The course that best supports this session is Getting Started with Microsoft Office Groove 2007, which is available now. For more information, please visit www.microsoft.com/learning. There is also an assessment program available that can help you test your knowledge. Microsoft Skills Assessment is a free online learning tool. It's an easy way for IT professionals to check their skills. You can quickly check your skills in implementing or managing Microsoft products or business solutions. Just take a short 30-question assessment and see how well you know your stuff. The Skills Assessment includes a personalized learning plan, which includes links to Microsoft Official Curriculum, specific TechNet articles, Microsoft Pressbooks, and other Microsoft Learning content. There's also a way to measure how well you did compared with others who took the same assessment. Microsoft Skills Assessment is an expanding learning platform. Available now are assessments for Windows Server 2003, including Security and Patch Management, Exchange Server 2003, Windows Storage Server, Office 2003, and VisualStudio.net. If you want to take your skills assessment to the next level, a number of certification programs are available. In the highly competitive IT job market, how can you set yourself apart from the next candidate? The Microsoft Certification Program provides that edge. Earning a specific accreditation provides objective validation of the ability to successfully perform critical IT functions. Embraced by industry professionals worldwide, Microsoft certification remains one of the most effective ways to reach long-term career goals, and is a surefire way for companies to develop and retain valuable IT staff. There are a number of accreditations available. Starting with the basic Microsoft Certified Professional, MCP, you can become a fully certified System Administrator, MCSA, System Engineer, MCSE, or Desktop Specialist, MCDST. Away from the infrastructure side, the MCDBA certification covers the SQL Server products. For more information about the certification program, visit www.microsoft.com/learning/MCP. This session was brought to you by TechNet. TechNet has gone through some changes recently, which you might find interesting. To help explain this in more detail, here's Caroline McGrath, TechNet Relationship Marketing Manager.
For IT professionals, all the resources in the TechNet program will give you the support you need to be successful with our technology. Whether you are deploying new software, managing a server environment, or troubleshooting, TechNet has a resource for you. Use the web for immediate access to documentation, knowledge base, scripts, downloads, and more. Webcasts and events will give you deep insight into specific technology topics. Keep up to date with technology news using the TechNet Flash. This is a twice-monthly newsletter that you can customize to give you information about the specific technology that interests you. With more time to read, the TechNet magazine is an excellent resource offering in-depth articles written by industry-leading technologists. If you want to ensure that you have all of the essential resources at your fingertips, the TechNet subscription is for you. It includes full version software and betas so that you can evaluate our technology at your own pace. No time bombs, so your product analysis won't time out. It includes two complimentary telephone support incidents. Talk to Microsoft technical professionals to help you with whatever challenges you may encounter with the software. That is $500 worth of value. The TechNet subscription is a great value to all IT professionals. Finally, we have TechNet VLabs. Use this to get your hands on the technology in a hosted environment. You can explore how it works, run different scenarios, and have a full product experience without having to dedicate your time to deploy and manage the hardware to do so yourself. Overall, the TechNet program has all of the resources you need to get the most out of Microsoft technology. TechNet Plus subscription, what is it? Get hands-on experience with the technology through software and betas, including Office, Windows, and servers. Support when you need it, including two free telephone support incidents. Easy access to information via updates, utilities, white papers, knowledge base, and more. Work on your skills at your own pace. E-learning courses and training. The TechNet Plus subscription, that's what it is. Need support? Answers are standing by. You have a choice of three support offerings from Microsoft. Firstly, we have online and self-help. Choose from the TechNet website, the Security Center Online, Knowledge Base, Product Support Centers, the TechNet Script Center, News Groups, User Groups, and the TechNet Plus subscription. Secondly, we have assisted incidents. Assisted incidents include email support, phone support, phone support contracts, advisory services. Finally, contract-based support. Contract-based support is offered to organizations and consists of premier support or essential support. Thank you for listening to this TechNet session.